That's true.
Only Chris Brown. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like, no, Nikki, no.
Everybody said it was poo.
I was very, that's my song. I was very disappointed. We have to talk about that. Like, I was so disappointed. I was like, that's actually one of my, that's on my list for summer songs.
That is a summer song.
And it came out last year. It was on my list last year for my summer songs.
Oh, yeah?
Well, because I make my playlist every year for the summer. To keep track of what songs put me in the mood.
What else should we talk about today? Like, a little.
Did you listen to Scorpion?
No. That should be on the list, though, because everybody's like, oh, my God. Scorpion?
And you haven't watched Luke Cage yet.
I try. I really try.
Is it boring?
No, I think the times that I want to watch it be so late. So by the time,
because like, you get home from work.
Yeah, not even like home from work. It'd be like 11, 12. Like, what the fuck am I watching?
Go to bed.
Go to bed. Like, seriously. So, I'll try to make some time, man.
Yeah, because Sophia was like, we should do a review of that. All right. You ready? I could, like, mention current events.
Yeah, like a little. Went through.
The denaturalization foolishness and all that. You heard about this, right?
Mm-mm.
He has like a group, like 45. Put, I'll tell you.
I will say it on air.
All right, ready?
This is Shannon.
And this is Kamani.
Welcome to Drink With Blurbs.
Your source for everything hot this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back to episode 2 of season 2. Our 32nd episode.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Like it's getting weirder and weirder as we get closer to a year.
Because, like, we've really been, like, cranking out episodes.
Right. And we've been, like, consistent. Because I think a lot of people start, like, a podcast. Or they get, like, oh, not a lot of people are listening to me.
Sometimes I just gotta go for it.
Well, I think it's also fun.
Yeah. Like, I like just like, oh, I can't wait to mention this on the podcast. Like,
and then, like, it's shout out to Sophia because she was the one, we went to high school with her.
Yeah.
She gave us an idea that we're gonna do. But she's one of our listeners. And it's great to have, like, friends tell us that they listen because sometimes it does feel like, oh, like, who are the 16 people? Who are the 20 or 30 people listening to us? So, like, when y'all tell us, we actually get souped and like, oh, my gosh, we cool. We got our friends listening and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my mama. She's a faithful. Oh, right. She's a faithful listener. She be one of her shout outs. So, yeah.
Now we're going to start shouting out people. Like, I listen. Where my shout out at? Okay. Let us know. Shout out to Kiana, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilda. And those are the only two people that come on. But if you listen, let us know and we'll shout you out on the air. And right? Tell your friends.
Make us feel good. Like, hey, we're listening.
Because we put a lot of work into this. Mm-hmm. We have, like, meetings and everything. Y'all don't be understanding. But, yeah. How has your week been?
It was all right. It's so weird how 4th of July just felt in the middle of the week.
It did. That was weird as hell.
So, the week went by really fast.
Mm-hmm. So, what'd you do?
I didn't really do anything. Like, I just felt like I wasn't really too much in the spirit, but I was trying to go see fireworks. So I ended up kind of buying some. I'm like,
on the low. Where did you get them from?
I got a pack from Big Lots.
In New Jersey?
Yeah.
I thought it's illegal to sell fireworks.
This is what I thought. So when I saw it, I'm like,
That was probably undercover. That was probably like a one-day thing, so they wouldn't get caught.
No, they were selling it like, what? The month before.
Were they advertising that they were selling it?
But it's right when you walk in.
Mm. Nobody calling the cops. They probably.
That's the thing. Like, even when it was letting it off outside, the cops was like around the corner.
Because, like, also it makes no sense to, like, call the cops. If less there's, like, a fire.
Yeah.
Or somebody gets hurt from it. Like, yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
I feel like the little ones I bought doesn't compare to, like, actually going out to see it.
Right.
So, maybe next year.
Yeah, I didn't. I went to the city. It was my friend's birthday.
On that 4th?
Yeah. And I didn't do any. We just went to our normal place to get our drinks. Mm-hmm. And then I went to my comic book store, and then I came home. And, like, I fell asleep to the sounds of people setting on fireworks in the valley. Hey. Like, it was nothing.
Yeah, like, it was really, like, nothing. Like, I was just chilling.
And then my mother, not my mother, my friend, she sent me a message because she lives in Brooklyn. And, like, in this group, mm-hmm. she knows who she is. She's probably listening. Like, this white woman was complaining about, like, the fireworks. Like, oh, you're setting off fireworks and blah, blah, blah.
Nah, shut the hell up.
Right. They always coming into our areas and getting upset and then calling cops. And then this is how, this is why all this stuff, like, with these Kermit people keep Eddie's calling. And Poolside Pete. And no, but, like, it's getting ridiculous now. There was the one about the firefighter and then the woman that was campaigning to be, like, on like in some political office, she was going out door to door. They called the cops.
She was canvassing.
Yeah, they called the cops on her. It's just like you can't be black.
They do that shit. Like what the fuck?
And you can't be black and exist. No, it's that especially like you can't be black and exist. Is basically what this is saying. Especially in these gentrifying areas, this is like really obvious that like oh my gosh.
Yeah, I saw that article that you posted on your Facebook mm-hmm. that we had to start talking about. You know.
It's true. Because they, like, okay, look at it like this. Black people start getting rights in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. These white people start leaving in droves because they can't live with some black people in their neighborhood or black politicians, all this shit.
Mom.
Then the it causes, like, all these stock rate, like, these ratings for the town to go down. The people stop investing. The government stops investing in places like Orange and everything. Then the riots and stuff happen and all this stuff. And then, like, investors won't come here because we have a negative credit rating, but that's because the white people left. Mm-hmm. And then the property gets so cheap, but it's still too expensive for us to buy, that they could come in and buy it for dirt, mm-hmm. and some of our politicians sell us out. They buy it for dirt, start building these apartments, which would help our Reddit rating get better because it looks like stuff is going on, mm-hmm. but then it ends up pricing us out. So it's like super complex, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of hard to stop. But I feel like if people, more people were aware of how it works.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like in Newark, it's almost like a waste of time.
Why?
Because it's just like, okay, we see downtown Newark, mm-hmm. the transformation that it fucking did over the past few years, where they have all these lofts and stuff, and white people, they move down there, they have their Whole Foods right there, they got the gym.
They don't gotta go anywhere.
Right? They just hop on the train, go to work, come back, stay in the loft, and that's it. But once you get outside of that downtown mm-hmm. area, ain't nobody living in them.
Right.
So, like, where I live on South Orange Ave, so the shop right that's down the street, with the lofts in there, nobody's barely moving in there.
How much they close?
For a studio.
Jesus. No. It can't be one of those expensive places that not by a train.
It's not by a train, but it has the shop right, I guess.
What's up on that?
But it's like, I think it's $1,500 for a studio, and it just goes up from there.
What?
Yes. That's... But like, I have signed up for like the email like list. So like every once in a while I get emailed. So like it's getting to the point where they're giving you 2 free months.
Yo,
like it's getting to that point.
Hey, you might keep hold out long. You might be able to get half okay. a year, right? 1,500 but like that's the thing I don't like, especially because you would think you would find that in New York
mm-hmm.
or maybe Jersey City, but it's like these people out here, like further out. Like I get it, we 30 minutes close, but we ain't that close.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all getting a little too reckless.
Like downtown. Fine, I understand because it's the train station is right there.
Right.
But not on South Orange Ave, like, because you still had to commute to Penn Station.
Right, exactly.
That's that what means you got to get on the 31 mm-hmm. with us niggas.
But, like, that's why I told my parents, like, we literally cannot leave until we got this house thing figured out. Because mm-hmm. there's not, this. The minute we leave, this rent that we're paying is going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And, like just disappear. There's, like, what we pay for, like, 2 bedrooms next near a train station. It's only because we've been there for, like, 29 years. And if we left, it would be almost $2,000 because they're greedy. But in other news, it's been the week has been interesting. Of course, from Washington, you heard about this whole denaturalization thing.
Like, you know what? Now that you mentioned it again, I kind of...
Like, they were kicking some immigrants out of the army.
Oh, no, no, no. I heard another article.
Which one?
But it was saying that the people that got naturalized... Oh, yeah, that's two. Yeah, they're revoking it. Like,
that's kind of scary, though.
That's ridiculous.
Because how are you going to determine if they did it illegally? Because I don't even feel like I should say it. Now I feel like I'm at risk. Because I got my citizenship.
Everybody's at risk who wasn't born here.
Right, because I've... But, like, if they get really bad, it could even be people that were born here, like, of parentage. Because that's happened in history. This is why history is important.
Right?
Because this is kind of what happened in my research. But it's kind of scary because I got my citizenship literally right before I turned 18 mm-hmm. through my mother when she got hers. Mm-hmm. So what... And the way... I don't know. Because people say you might be acting paranoid. I'm like, I don't know. The way things are happening, they keep doing stuff that you think is unthinkable until they do it. Mm-hmm. So what's to say that they're like, oh, no, you got to get the citizenship yourself. And then if you did, then none of this stuff counts and blah. Like, it's a slippery slope. And the minute you start, like, going after people, and that's what I keep telling people, like, the undocumented immigrants, yes, he's going after them, but that's the low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. Typically, like, nationalists and, like, this, white, especially white nationalists, have always went after the documented immigrants because they're a specific threat to the country, especially there. Like, we've seen him say, why are we getting these people from shithole countries?
Right.
So, there is only a certain type of documented immigrant he wants. And like, he wants them from, like, Norway. Like, literally, uh-huh. white, like, the whitest place in the world.
Right.
So.
Oh, my God. And there was another article I read earlier this week. I think it was, like, maybe Monday, Tuesday. And it said that he reversed...
Oh, the affirmative action thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That really bothered me. I'm like, man. So, you mean to tell me... Forget even trying to diversify schools. Mm-mm. We're just going to look at your name, the place that you reside at, the schools that you went to, and automatically think, well, hey, this person is black and I don't want them in my school.
Right. Or, I will say,
like, how is this going to be fixed?
It's not going to be.
I
don't know.
Because Donald Trump can't be in office forever, although he probably going to try to make it that way.
Listen. People think they thought Hitler wouldn't be there forever.
But what, like, how could we fix ourselves?
I think on the local level, and this is why you have to have strong local people, and this is, like, my own qualm with some of our local politicians. They're so scared, especially in, like, Orange.
Yeah.
Some of, the local politicians, I feel like, are afraid of what the federal government can do because we might rely on some federal dollars. And I'm like, at some point, like, okay, that's a legitimate concern. You're concerned about money. Mm-hmm. Everyone is. At the same time, in 10, 15 years, if we survive this, people are going to look back and see that these people were weak. They sold us down the river just to get money. And that's mm-hmm. not something that you want to be remembered for.
Yeah.
You, as hard as it sounds, like, history remembers those that actually stood up and fight regardless of the circumstances.
That's
not
true.
Those that went along to get along. Because then, like... Honestly, can you imagine, like, if someone was like, oh, we're not going to talk about bad about the administration or do anything to bring us... Why would he... First of all, why would he talk in a small place like Orange when he can go after New York, which is, like, literally getting billions or something?
Yeah.
It just screams a little cowardice to me. Like, so... But, like, I do... I say...
Oh, but like, I feel like a lot of people, like, just scared. Like, they don't want to say nothing.
But that's the... That's nothing? How they win.
Are you serious?
That's how they win.
They're just letting him win.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Like, and then, like, people, oh, shout out, wait, I'm going to look it up. But, like, that's how people, like, oh, that's how you kind of won the first place. Like, oh, let's not go off on her. Cool. Let's not go off on him. Because and it's going to aggravate his supporters. And, like, all these Democrats turning against Auntie Maxine.
Yeah, like, man.
Yeah.
If you're going to shoot, you better shoot straight, okay?
That's how you know fighting words. Those are fighting words. Listen. Those are fighting words.
Wow.
I'm going to get her name because we didn't mention it earlier. So, shout out to Patricia, Therese, Patricia Okumo. I'm
mispronouncing it. I met the lady that climbed up the
Statue of Liberty. But like, this is really on 4th of July. Like, mm-hmm. legit, that the day.
And she was perched, okay?
She was sitting there pretty.
She was like, I'm comfortable.
But then the cop, shout out to her, because she legit, like, she put her life at risk.
Yeah, she really did.
Because that's dangerous as hell.
Okay.
She got up there and she made a statement, like, I'm protesting against separating those kids, like, from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something that had to be said, because a lot of times I've seen it and we've seen it, people are going on about, like, oh, and this is part of the diaspora war stuff. It's just kind of hard. If you're an immigrant to this country, you have a certain stake in these things, more so than someone that was born here, like, mm-hmm. born here and their family's from here. So I've seen some of my other, not my friends, but I've seen people online, like African Americans, saying, like, why are we always supporting people that don't support us? Because they, in their mind, immigration issues are just like Latinx issues. And I'm like, that's not true, because I'm an immigrant and Black immigrants exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people were saying, like, oh, why is she supporting them? They're not fighting for us. And I'm like, she's a Black immigrant woman from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Of course this affects her. Because when you don't, and again, it goes back to what we were just saying, when you don't stop and say, like, mm-hmm. oh, we're against this, they're going to come for you eventually. And I think this is also a good lesson for all those, because it's like, you have people that were like African American and Black immigrants that voted for 45, right?
Right.
But this is a good lesson for them, because you think, you thought you were special or that you were protected for whatever reason. Like, I haven't met a Jamaican that voted for him in person, but I've seen some, like, one or two on the internet.
Nah.
And I'm like, you thought you, so what are you gonna do when he kicks you out and you have to go back to Jamaica?
Look, there's a lot of undercover Trump fans. They're not gonna outright say it, mm-hmm. but they're rooting for Trump, because that's just how some people feel.
Well, until he comes for you, because he's only out there for people that are like him.
Yeah.
Rich white men. And mm-hmm. you saw that now we're going into a trade war with China.
Oh, yeah. See,
yeah, he upped the tariffs on some Chinese goods that, like, China responded.
I haven't really been following Trump, because Trump just stresses me out.
It does, yeah.
And I just kind of avoid the news. So, like, if I read an article here and there, I'm just like,
right.
Like, how is it that every day you're doing something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just chill out.
Right.
Damn.
No. We're not going to... This is not the episode topic. But this stuff... Just, you know some
he
stuff.
He just happens. Brings the mood down, don't he?
Well, we're going to bring it up. So, it's summer. Mm-hmm. And we got some little reminiscing stuff. And some of the best thing about summer, typically... Sometimes... I don't know. Last year wasn't as good. But some years, like, summer music is always on point.
Yeah.
So, what Shannon and I are going to do, we're going to list some of our songs that are, like, our favorite summer songs. Either now or, like, from the past. So, do you want to go first? Or do you want to play them?
Do you want to play them?
I don't know. Do we have enough time?
How much time we got on?
That was fine. We got time. We've made episodes.
We've made long episodes. I'm going to go on Spotify. Because now I have, like, two lists with, like, three songs in it, in each. So I have, like, my summer songs for, like, this summer, like, my top three favorites. And I have, like, a list for, like, my all-time favorite turn-up songs for the summer. Which is, like, you could, like, turn up to, like, any time of the year.
But, like, when you play in the summer, it brings, it's like, a different, certain memory.
Right?
Right. All right. I'm going to go first with a song that is my summer song. It was on my list last year, but it's also on my list this year.
You sound like one of those people that are like, I've heard this song like 20 years ago.
My shit. You saw that video?
With the dude? Oh, God. This song got every thug in their feelings. You seen the hottest of niggas singing that shit.
Yeah,
that's it's like sickening. Like, it's like everybody sing this song. And to be honest, I see more men singing this song. Like, Y'all niggas just not caring.
I just, I was
like, fuck it, this is my shit.
Undo gender roles. Okay. Like, it came out last, I feel like one of those hipsters, like, oh, I heard that last year. Yeah, I said that. Y'all just catching on. I've been listening to this right. for a year now. But yeah, that's my shit. Especially when I'm drunk.
Like, when it first came, I'm like, this is really, like, a vibe. Like, mm-hmm. everybody just chilling, dancing. Like, ain't nobody fighting. It's just like,
oh. That's probably why they like it. Because it's, like, just as chill. Right. No type of crunk song. Yeah. Like, get some alcohol in my system and put that on. And
let me put on one of my, I guess, my summer songs for the summer. So like I just like hearing the song, like the videos and them challenges made it fun. So that was New Freezer by Rich the Kid.
All right, this one's old, and I just always remember. I didn't understand what it was about at the time. But I just remember the video being so iconic.
Iconic, though. I don't know what he's doing, but...
This is like the early, like, 1999. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know another nigga can handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish from the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots. With his silver hair. Whatever happened to him? This was like his one. Alright. Mm-hmm. We don't need them calling us saying you're playing okay. us. We ain't got no money to pay no.
Please.
Leave no, we are just. This is for learning purposes.
We do not for own critique. The none of this. Okay?
This is critique.
Jeez.
None of that.
So, my other current summer song. Stir Fry by the Migos. You seen that?
You love the Migos.
Huh?
You and Migos.
I mean, I fucks with them. Like, did you see the, that little video that did? What it was like making stir fry?
Yeah, you told me about this. Huh?
My favorite, like, video, like, for the year. I think it is.
All right. This song is actually, it's produced by Timbaland. So, of course.
You're taking it back to,
the 2000s. Yeah, I'm telling you, 2000s. Like now, I'm starting to get so old. Sorry. How you doing, young lady? Feeling that you're getting really dry to be crazy. You don't have a play about the joke. I was at a less for worse first time that we spoke. You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for her daytime with the light. You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night. You expect me to just let you hit it, but when it's right. Respect me, I'm trying to wait for the. Try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see no ring on your hands. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm curious. All right.
That don't even sound like Timbaland, did it? Like, get someone else.
It is. I don't sound like him, but I think it is him. He was in the video.
But that Nelly Furtado album was really
fun. He produced all of it.
It was good.
But then what happened to her?
I don't know. I seen her like a year ago, and she was like really thick.
She had a baby, I think. I don't know. But yeah, that was really good. That album was really good. Mm-hmm. That song was a thing for the summer.
So my last current.
I have too. Oh my gosh! I have too song. Many. I should have written so many. Continue.
This song.
Who is this?
This is Ray Shimmer.
Oh.
Powerglide.
That's new?
I think it's like a few months new. But I just like hearing it. Like, it just turns me up. But it's a fun song for me.
Alright, this one. This is a song I heard while I was in college. And I would listen, like, I've been listening to it for a while. But, like, I heard it yesterday. And it's like this weird thing when you hear a song, like, you feel like immediately.
Yes. But it's this song that I used to hear in college. Back in the fist pumping days. Okay?
Like Party Rockin' Anthem?
Like maybe it came out a little bit later. But it was like one of them white like electro songs. But it was so fire. It's called like Animal Something. I can't remember what
who
it was.
Who did it?
I don't remember.
Oh. Why you think?
That's my shit. Song.
Never heard this one? Mm-mm. Let me move forward. Self that you were right for me. It felt so lonely
in your company. We have more white people in this too.
This is like the one white song on my list.
We all have that one white song.
It is gonna like belt it out. Come on, come on, come on. Let's take it too long.
Hey, look, he's dancing to the beat.
All right. Okay, there we go. You never heard this?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think the white people in my school are a little bit more ratchet.
Well, I don't know how I heard this one. People would always play it, and I would hear it in the background. Or like, okay, so I was a counselor for like the EOS program, my IEOF mm-hmm. program, and so I would like watch like music videos in the morning when everyone was still sleeping. Oh, and that's like when Best I Never Had, also one of my summer songs, mm-hmm. came out. So like that was like this summer when 4 was coming out. So. Those songs were, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I didn't have no AC, and that was all I can do to try to cool down. I don't know. I would literally, like, have bottles of water on me in the bed. Because they were charging $70 to install an AC.
$70?
Yeah. For Drew.
Why are they charging you to install
it? Well, because, like, the building we were in didn't have essential air. So you had to charge to put an air conditioner in.
That's trifling.
Right.
That's trifling.
All right.
The next three songs I have is like top 10 Negro spirituals. Like any black person would turn up to this any time of the year, mm-hmm. in the club, at the cookout, anywhere. Okay. So my first song is Oh God. I don't even know if they have it on Spotify. I'm going YouTube. You have something you want to play?
Yes. I can do this one. Mm-hmm. This is another old one. Oh, I had this two of them.
Yo, I ain't seen you in a minute. But I got something to tell you. Listen. See the thing about you. That caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change my mind.
Would you say this is like a winter or a spring song?
I think, well, when I looked it up, it's kind of like said like summer.
How long?
But I remember hearing it in the summer.
Yeah.
Because I can picture it was on MTV. It was when, like, I don't even remember what year this came out.
Me neither, but 2000s probably.
Yeah, like 2000, 2001.
Oh God, 2000s was iconic. But let me get on to the first Negro spiritual.
Oh yes, I'm gonna put this on my list too.
It should be on everybody's list.
You know that meme where when they start playing this and
you know, yeah, like yeah,
literally it's like, oh,
that's how it is though.
Did you see the white woman?
Oh, God. So let's talk about that white woman.
It was like a game, right?
Like it was like basketball game. And then, you know, she was like, yeah, just put on anything on and I'll dance to it. And they just had to be funny and put the Negro spiritual on. And you know what? Someone was like, yo, I have a theory. They said, I think people with no rhythm dance to the words of the song instead of the rhythm.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you think about it.
Oh, my gosh. That makes sense.
Oh my God.
That's why it's always like just
she's
like
a psychologist too. So I'm like, oh my God. She might be on to
that
something.
Might be the truth. Oh my goodness.
But everybody in the every girl that twerks will twerk. Will to this song, okay? Let me pull up my other Negro spiritual.
Alright, I got one. I don't know what it was about this song. Well, I had a crush on
one other song that's like all time. All
right. I had a crush on, what was her name? Melody Thornton in this group. I thought she never got
as the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, she never got as much sign as
she did.
As like, it was always Nicole this.
Yeah, Nicole ain't shit though.
What happened to her after like that one album? I don't know what about.
She's like a host of things, I guess.
Well, I guess buttons.
But
they also worked a lot with Timbaland. I thought they were like a legit group.
Yeah, wasn't a group.
I don't know what it was because Nicole left and they just still existed.
Oh, but it wasn't even because it didn't really give the other girls a chance to.
They
like,
did it. They just danced.
Yeah, it was like her background singers. Like damn, at least Beyonce let everybody sing.
Everyone had like a verse.
Okay, Michelle ain't sang that much, but she sang the best part.
Yeah,
okay?
She did.
But number two.
Hey.
I'm telling you, this should be ready to like start fights.
It do.
Man. Right. And that video was ghetto.
You could just hear
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, child. The ghetto. Okay.
This song, I just remember hearing it in it might have came out in the spring, but I just can always picture myself watching it on BET with the AC blasting in the summer. So, and I posted on my Snap. Yeah.
Oh my god. Back when she had the sideburns, bitch. Yo. Say my days are cold
without you, but I'm hurting you. I just think she needed better people around. Because she could sing. I don't. Like, if you hear a voice, you have to hear, there's a video of her singing. Shadow's like, I'm not sure. There's a video of her singing a Whitney Houston song live.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good.
I remember when I was in middle school, and you know how, like, you're in, like, health class, and they had, like, the video to show you those kind of things, you know, quote-unquote things. And, like, Ashanti, as a kid, was in that video.
A kid?
Yes. She was, like, in the video. I'm just like, oh,
well, they
my
do
God,
be starting them young.
Yeah. But,
is that it?
You know what? I have two more, but I'm gonna play the other one. Because when this song came out at that time, and like, you know, just hit college, that was the shit. Now it's played, like, it's part of the Negro specials.
Oh my god.
You get your whole group, your whole squad. You know what? Y'all just start rocking back and forth, and everybody doing it. That's like my top three. I had a Meek Mill, I'm a Boss on there because that's another turn up song as well. And yeah, that's like my top three Negro spirituals of all time.
I also had We Belong Together from Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, that's a cute little song.
Well, because it was like, I don't know, cause like before her, like the album before that was like terrible, and everyone was like, Mariah's dead.
Yeah, but like when she came out with that song and that album, it was really good.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it. So, that was not our episode either. I know y'all been listening for like 30-some-odd minutes or
God.
So. But y'all love us. We love you too. What we are talking about is black businesses. Especially like in the... No, not just the summer.
I feel
but like,
so conflicted.
It's like... But like it's something that comes up all the time. Why do you feel conflicted?
Because it's like, I want to support. But God damn, I need the service to come with
right.
it. Like... Come on, man. Like, what are some of your experiences with black businesses?
Like, black businesses.
It could be restaurants. It could be items that you order online.
Well, okay. Maybe I don't shop enough at black businesses, which is my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me use the stereotypical Jamaican restaurant.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Why are you so mean? Or why is the oxtail out? At 11 when you just opened. Like, just say you didn't buy any oxtail because it's expensive.
Listen.
It's better you say that.
The damn mini is a goddamn mini, okay?
Like, I expect
right?
Something, especially when you just opened.
I feel like only Golden Crust would really like give you food.
That's true. They always have. They have to. It's a franchise.
It is.
So these other little hole in the wall, like I went. There's a new one. They were nice to me though. The new one on like I don't even know South Essex or whatever or Center, whatever the street is. Mm-hmm. And I went there. I was like after karate, like, hey, I want a beef patty. I'm like, oh, the beef patty's going to take like 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later. I was tired from karate. I'm like, I want this beef patty. This better be the best beef patty ever. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Is it like somewhere?
It's
like
across from the hospital.
Across from the hospital. Which hospital?
The old hospital that's been closed forever.
Oh, over there?
Yeah.
Because I think there used to be a Trinity spot during that
close. Yeah. Yeah. There was two Trinity spots there, then it became another Jamaican spot, and then it's now this Jamaican spot. It's kind of a hard spot for business until they turn
like,
that.
I just feel like not enough people, like, it's not enough things going on around that area.
Once they tear that down and make apartments, though.
With the hospital?
Mm-hmm, that's what they want to do.
That should have been sitting there for so many years.
Oh, since 2004. 14
so
years.
So many years. And it's just like,
okay. Well, I think also people have bought it. And then the recession came. Mm-hmm. So it was like,
meh. Oh, yeah, it was like around that time, too. Mm-hmm. But
what is your experience with black businesses?
Well, I try to support black as much as I can. Like, I'll buy, like, there's, I'm going to give y'all maybe 3 to 5 experiences I've had with black businesses. This is one lady that's, she has a store, like, she shares a store downtown Newark, and she sells hair products, and it's, like, really good, and, like,
Yeah, I think you mentioned this.
Yeah, and, like, I swear by her products, and,
she makes her own products?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Everything is handmade, and it's cheap, so she tries not to, like, go
that's
too
good.
Expensive, so it's awesome, and, she had, like, an online option, because, like, the way she is set up, like, you can't really park downtown. Mm. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just put in an online order and I'll just wait. So I waited. And I waited. I'm like, look, your store is only down the street from me, to be honest. Like, why haven't I gotten, like, a confirmation? Right. Anything like that? Like, it's been, like, maybe 2-3 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
And I've, like, now I'm getting, like, a response for you to send it. Like, why do I have to wait this long? So at this point, I just kind of go to her and just get the products because right. I can't deal with it.
Well, that's an interesting point because it brings up like in this everything online age, like literally everything, and when people are competing against Amazon, when they have to pay for like the shipping, mm-hmm. unless you're paying.
I think I paid.
I don't know. Still, like, I guess I don't know why, but it is a thing.
Yeah.
But then, like, she does have good quality stuff. So I feel like there's a trade-off. Like, you would, like, all right, that's a little annoying, so I don't have the convenience of getting it the next day, but
like,
I will still get it.
Like, I understand. I just wanted to get the product. I wasn't in a rush to get it, but I just wanted it.
Yeah, you paid for it.
Right. But it's just, like, I know some of these businesses just, like, only, like, themselves. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's hard for them to even get, you know, like, have everything set on time.
Right.
But, like, she has, like, her daughters and stuff working in the store, and I was just like, you know, damn, like, do she have, like, people monitoring, like, the orders? Does she have someone doing the social media? Like, I don't know.
It is kind of hard, like, to, like, owning a business is hard anyway, but I feel like it's hard to get a loan for, like, people always complain about Main Street, like, oh, Main Street don't got no, like, it's just the same stuff, and I'm like, well, listen, the banks only approve certain types of loans for businesses in certain areas. Mm-hmm. So wig stores, cheap electronic stores, farm, like stuff like they're gonna easily approve that because or liquor stores because they know that will sell in these areas.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna like
things that's for sure.
Yeah, so it's one thing because remember we had that frozen yogurt place, and nobody going there.
I went in there like, well, my body cannot handle frozen yogurt.
Really?
Okay. I would get like explosive diarrhea. It's just not gonna work for me, so I can't have that. I can't have that. Mm-hmm. But no one. I remember when it was open, I had bought some.
They came before the gentrifiers came.
Yeah, like
too early.
You know, to try to do something different on Main Street, and it just wasn't enough. Not even wasn't enough. Just that nobody. I don't know if no one was paying any mind, or it's just people not interested in that.
Well, yeah, like, even thinking about, like, how it relates to black businesses, certain businesses succeed because people know what they're getting. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll use my parents as an example. They don't, like, it was only when we got older and started introducing them to other foods that they started eating other places that weren't, like, Jamaican.
Right.
Like, literally, my father loves Ethiopian food and Jamaican food. Everything else, it's like maybe. So, some people like what they like, and that makes it so certain businesses flourish, like food businesses that are in those areas.
Uh-huh. I definitely have reviews on restaurants as well. Hold on. But there's another place that I bought jewelry from online. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, I never met her or anything like that. She's in a different state. And I bought some jewelry from her. And, like I said, another long wait. I waited maybe, like, a month and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I emailed her. And I'm like, okay. Well, first she said the text, like, on the website. I text her. I didn't get a response.
Oh, GC.
So I go and emails her, like, okay, I text you.
Where my money at? You call the bank.
Like, what's going on with the order? So she says that, you know, she was sick and then, like, something happened in the family kind of thing. And I'm just like, okay, this is where she should have put up, like, okay, I'm not accepting orders right now.
Right.
So, like, don't just take my money and then later on.
Oh, I get it. Oh, something was wrong.
But, like, I got the product and it was just beautiful pieces. And she put in extra earrings and, like, stuff. Nice. So it's just like, okay, thank you.
I think those are great examples of, like, but like communication, no, but like communication is like a big part for that. It's different than some people that'll be like on like, oh, no one's supporting me, blah, blah, blah. And then the quality and then the service is like terrible.
Right.
Because you see a lot of those cases like, oh, support black businesses, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then you go to support them and either like, there was a, all I can really think of is restaurants. There used to be a restaurant right there next to the library. Mm-hmm. Went there in high school, like not Corey. I can't.
Oh my god, there was like another
Jamaican place?
No, another. It was a black business, and I didn't find out it was like a black business until
Oh, Puka?
Yes, yeah. And they moved like three times. Like,
that was a nice little thing. So when I went to Drew, she was like the ad director for EOF, our assistant director. Mm-hmm. She used to come down here to go to Puka. She loved it. But like the restaurant that was first there, it was like several. Like, I thought the food was good, but of course I was an uncultured swine in high school, not used to eating out. They gave me like a burnt steak.
Oh my god!
And I was trying to eat it, and then I was with these other, like, Karen was one of them.
Oh god!
Her and like some other people, they were like bougie black folk, and they were like, "Oh no, he's just being nice. This is terrible. Send this back." And then later on, they were like, "See, that's why they closed, because they wouldn't have that good quality." Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. Also, it was a pretty bad location for a restaurant.
It is, because it's, like, in the cut.
It's in the cut.
Because, like, honestly, like, when I, like, discovered Puka, I was, like, just walking past. I'm like, is that, like, a store? Mm-hmm. They sell, like, body stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, and I definitely want to go. Like, they moved from Orange to Newark, and then they moved from Newark to Kearney.
Yeah.
So, like,
I was Kearney, like, out there. I don't even know.
Right? Like, it's just, and I really want to go in the store and buy.
Probably cheaper out there, though.
It probably is.
There ain't no train in Kearney. I'm telling you, these trains making everything expensive.
Awesome.
But like, what do you look for when you decide to support a black business?
Like, I feel like service don't always like come to mind first thing, mm-hmm. but it's just like what product or service that they do mm-hmm. offer. So like, if you offer food that like I might enjoy, like mm-hmm. okay, and you're black owned, I'll walk in and see what it's about. Mm-hmm. Same thing with like jewelry or clothes or anything like that nature. That's something that's not overpriced.
Right.
Because there are black businesses that's are overpriced. Okay. Like, you're not going to sell me no t-shirt for no
$50.
And I could really make it for
$20. Right. It'd be like a simple screen printed. I'm like, no.
Like, I know you have to make a profit, but come on now.
But like a t-shirt costs like $2. And then the ink. So selling it for $20.
Come on.
Like, yeah, clothes is one of the things. I typically bought from online, like from black supposedly black businesses. Mm-hmm. And for me, I look for like quality, or I check the other reviews, because sometimes you might get like the one or two wild ones. But like a lot of times, mm-hmm. when people are really dissatisfied, or it's like a problem with shipping or something,
yeah,
you can see that. And if you still want it after that, you can mm-hmm. be like, okay, this is something that might happen.
It was one, I don't remember the name, but it's a makeup brand. It's like, the reviews are like 50-50. Like, it was so many, like, mm-hmm. so many complaints saying, like, they never got the product. No. They didn't want to refund their money.
I would have called my bank.
Shit came destroyed. And then there's some people that get their stuff on time. Like, mm-hmm. you can't be up and down with that neither.
Yeah, the inconsistency is, like, a problem.
Yeah, but I forgot the name of the makeup, the brand. But let's talk about the restaurants, though. Because I had, like, a bad experience.
Oh, is that the place that we went?
No. Oh, this was someplace in my downtown. I was going to talk about Jay's Cafe in Orange.
Where's that? Is that the right there?
By the SNA.
Yeah, it's like a southern place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
It's all right. But I just feel like, I don't know, something off about there. And like, I don't like the dude. Straight up, I don't like him. But I went to Sugar Daddy's downtown on Hazley. Right. And like, I went with my mom. It was just like, it was becoming comical at one point. Like, it was like really bad. But the food was so good. Like, the food was amazing.
That's how they get you.
But, okay. My mom thought the place was bigger. I mean, I was okay with how the place was set up. But you're not going to sit here and tell me that you have two weak ACs. And I'm sitting here fanning myself with your menu. It was hot as hell in that motherfucker, okay? And I should have a nerve to have an upstairs with hookah.
What?
So and no AC up there, because the man who was smoking the hookah came downstairs drenching sweat.
Oh my gosh.
I said, look, this is just nasty. This is just nasty. But you know me, I'm trying to support, I'm trying to hang on. I said, okay, it's already hot in this motherfucker. We walk into the place. Like, this is before, you know, I start fanning myself. We walk into the place. Like, there was, like, no one to even really sit us. So it was just like, okay, we were standing around. The girl was on the phone, and, like, we just kind of just sat down, and she just handed us the menus. I'm like, all right. So we're looking through the menus. She's like, all right, it's okay. My mom wanted something. I forgot what she wanted, but they didn't have it. Mm-hmm. So my mom was already fed up.
She was hot and not getting what she wanted. I'd be fed up, too.
So I'm like, you know, I'm going to still stay here. I'm going to get a turkey burger and order mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. So put in my order and, you know, started waiting. She offered, like, if, you know, do we want any drinks or anything like that? So the only drinks they have is Sprite, Pepsi, water, orange juice, and apple juice. And it didn't have apple juice. That's all they had. They didn't have no specialty type of drink.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm not looking for the alcohol, but at least, like, some bare type of minimum. Homemade.
They wanted the
punch or something.
No lemonade?
No.
The bare minimum. No. They probably got little jugs of apple juice or, like, grape juice.
I asked for orange juice. They gave me a Tropicana, like, bottle. Listen.
Those are probably cheap to buy in bulk, though.
My mom went and got, like, a Pepsi. She said her cup was dirty. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. So, ask me how long I waited for my food.
2 hours.
A little less than that.
An hour and 45 minutes.
Like an hour and 20 or 30 minutes.
Jesus.
For a burger and mac and cheese that I know is probably already there sitting.
I would have been so pissed.
I was so annoyed walking out that damn place.
Yeah, I don't know if the good food could have did that. Because if you make me wait for food...
I was just, like, exhausted, tired. Like, I just wanted to go home at that point.
Like, I can wait for food, depending if I've had... Or if, like, I'm really hungry, it's going to be... Like, I'm going to be upset. But you can't be, like, having me waiting and everything else is terrible. If I'm waiting...
You're not going to sit here and tell me you have Sprite, Pepsi, and water. You're not gonna sit here and tell me that. Like, what kind of shit is this? This is some bullshit. Minimal. There's other people in there.
They don't pay no
hot,
that.
Sweating, waiting for their food for the AC.
What are they using the money for?
What are y'all using the money for? And it's been there for like a year, supposedly.
Oh, see, you gotta do. No, especially if you're new. That's the thing that sucks, especially like for new black businesses. You either have to be really amazing. You have to like be on point. So people talk.
But like, I feel like that's just basic stuff.
Right. But I guess also in their defense, playing devil's advocate. I agree. But like some people probably feel like, okay, well, I can't spend all this money because I'm just starting up. So let me cut costs where I can. So let's get the cheapest juice, not put into the AC.
But if I'm sitting there as like a, trying to be like a customer sitting there waiting on like at a table, I would expect my food to come out earlier than that. Because yeah, like, they had a lot of orders to take out. But I feel like if I'm sitting here in your heat, in your heat,
yeah.
Why is my food taking so long to come out?
That's probably why people order out.
Listen, I think that's the same thing too.
They're like, the food's good, but I can't be sitting up in here.
The turkey burger was really good. It had like the turkey bacon on it, and it was just delicious. But the mac and cheese, oh my God. It took me back to my childhood.
I haven't had some good mac and cheese in a minute.
That is some really, 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 really good mac and cheese.
I'm talking about this food's making me hungry. Like, for real. And but you shouldn't be talking about food with someone that just got paid, because you know I'll go to a crawfish boil.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm not even going to mention it. Because like, I kind of want some of that. Like, I just want some like, I want some like lobster, some like crabs with the potatoes or some corn.
Yes, it was so good. I should not have got the fire one because I had to like pretend that I was able to handle that heat.
But I think that's the worst experience I had at a black business.
Yeah, I think I want to support more black businesses, but. Like, what do I, like, besides clothes or food, I don't really know, like, I got these from, like, a black person, like, these bracelets from, like, a black woman. She's in Jersey. I got another one from, she's from, like, African, right? Like, but she's in, like, Vermont or something. So, like, there's that, those small, small ones.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really, it's not like, would you, like, I don't know, what other businesses would you support or you think black people should go into?
I do recommend, they just, like, they moved from Hillside to East Orange, and they're on Main Street, and they're called Stage 5. They moved, like, maybe 2-3 months ago.
What do they do?
They sell seafood.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And, like, I like the way it's set up, because it's just, like, the kitchen is, like, the bar. Because it don't, it's,
Stage
5? BYOB.
Okay.
And they sell like their own mixed like juices, which is really on the sweet side.
Oh.
But you could bring your own liquor and sit and eat. And it's just that it's a lot of people in there. It's seafood.
It's,
you know, black
it's
people
bigger
like
than,
seafood.
Yeah, I love me some seafood.
I have the Instagram if you want to see. You see how it's set up?
Yeah, no, nice.
See, that's like, that's where they cook the food at.
Oh, that's, so
it's kind of
like
around.
A hibachi. It's kind of similar to like hibachi.
Yeah. Okay.
That mac and cheese look good. Why do you have to tell me this? I am so hungry.
And this is like, it's on Main Street, all the way down.
It's in East Orange, right? Like all the way down to East Orange?
Not like all the way down. Not like where you like cross until like that area.
Weird part where it's about to be like Martin Luther King?
Yeah, not there. Not that far.
You know what you say about Martin Luther King Boulevard?
I think it's past the Rite Aid. Or like around that area where the water is.
So past ShopRite?
Yeah, past ShopRite. But yeah, like look at the seafood pasta.
Stop.
Like,
I gotta support. Do they take cards?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the thing about our other spot. Like, they're black owned. We like them.
And he's Haitian.
Oh, he's Haitian.
Yeah. But like, ugh.
We like them.
What did
like,
I have?
Reds, y'all gonna be taking these cards again. This
listen,
cash thing.
Reds, I like reds. Well, y'all need to start taking cards.
Because you're making me spend more money taking cash out.
Right. Like, hey, come on now.
Let me get what I want.
Is this like a science behind it?
No, probably. Well, I know they have to. They loot. They have to pay. for each charge. So I think like under $10, it's like more expensive. But like if we buy him food, I don't know.
Oh, you know who we gotta go and support? Missy.
Yeah, she has opened her business in Irvington. Shout out to her.
So congrats. Missy, she's selling a, you know, homemade banana pudding and different like types of pudding. So I don't think she just do banana.
But she got a store now. That's amazing.
Yeah. And she started from banana pudding.
That's really, that's inspiration.
That is really cool. And yeah, she just opened recently. And I think she had like different people coming in and cook food.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's new. So I'm guessing like every week or every few days a new
person that's cool. comes in.
So I haven't been there yet. And I'm definitely going to go one day.
Now let me know, because I would like to get some of them.
Yeah.
I still haven't tried it.
Oh, congrats to her. Like, she's our, like, she's our age doing it.
Right. But I think that's a good, like, inspiration or part to, like, go to. Because whereas you have, you like, people want to start their own businesses. Especially, like, black people. Like, you always know somebody, like, trying to start a business, a side hustle. And I think it's just about, like, finding what you're good at, finding your passion, and going from there. Because she really started that from the ground up.
Yeah.
Like, with the Uber Eats and everything.
She really did.
And she got, like the certification and everything, and the store. So that really just puts a lot of...
And it's, like, what, been under a year?
Yeah. Well, like, maybe she's been doing it longer. Yeah. But like, maybe it really took off within, like, a year. Like, that she's been doing... I knew everybody was like, oh, I need some of that banana, that pudding.
Yeah. I remember she... First said, you know what, I'm selling this. And now look, she has a store.
But that's good. But I think that's even like whatever business you can think of. Like I think also for supporting one another, what we want is like we want to support black. I think like no one can go and say like black people don't want to support black people. Well, there are those people that we haven't talked about them, but like these black people that always think that black products are inferior. You know about them? So, like, they never really, like, even if you were, like, the best, like, restaurant in town, they come to your restaurant and be like, like, this isn't like so-and-so's in Montclair.
It's just, like, we have all these other nationalities opening restaurants, and, like, they're successful. Like, they stay there
for... They support each other.
Yeah, they do. And they stay there for a minute. Like, you have, like, the Greek, you have...
They can move out of Orange at all these places. They
Italian restaurants is always it's always like a thing that's always open and supported. Like we have Southern food and that's another thing too. Like sometimes I don't want to always eat Southern food.
Well, you're not Southern.
I'm not. But I like Southern food, but like not every business I come across has to sell Southern food. Because I know at least three black restaurants that sell Southern food. Like, damn.
I was actually thinking, I'm actually scared to say this because it's a really good idea. But if I got money, I would open like a club restaurant called like that catered to diaspora, but like had different foods from the diaspora, like a fusion thing. So like Jamaican this, Haitian this.
Because I was thinking about like opening like a club, but like the liquor license alone.
How much do
like
those cost?
Between 400,000 to like a million.
What the hell?
To a million, like somewhere between.
In New Jersey?
Yes.
I thought it was gonna be like 2,000. I was really
looking. It's a little bit more than that, man.
That's why people be having BYO. Hey, you can't have a club with no liquor license.
Well, listen, I don't know how to do it.
But I think like one of the things people are saying is like they get someone to give them theirs or something.
That's
400,000. That's a house.
400,000 to a million.
That's a house.
That's a lot. That's an investment. Like if you close down, you gonna be in serious debt.
How do you even get that? Like you have to. That's why it's also so hard for so many of us to have like those type of restaurants.
But now I feel like sometimes this is where you have to like have partners.
Okay, but that's like.
But then how many partners you want too?
Yeah, you need like a bunch of people that are making a lot of money. Because can you think of just regular working class folk like us trying to get?
It
would be like 100 of us.
Yeah, but like, that's a lot.
Even 100 of us won't even be enough. That's like $40,000.
Like, I don't know.
If 100 of us...
That's a lot.
It would be 100 and we would all have to put like $4,000, right? That works? $400,000?
Wait. If 100 person.
If 100 people put $4,000 down.
Yeah, that's. I think that's like $100,000 there.
Jesus. But then that's all the problems, because then you got to like meet with them and like okay stuff.
Well, I know people get into like other stuff, like doing like renting out, like apartments and stuff like that, and that's how some people make money that way. But I don't know if I want to deal with tenants.
No, yeah, me neither.
So it was just like,
after being like, even looking into this house thing, like some of them are like two family and stuff.
You know what I think is easy, but you just need to find like partners to do it. But you don't need that much partners. Mm-hmm. Franchising.
Okay. Yeah.
So like I was looking at like Rita's. Oh my god.
Been, like once a year, like April to like what?
Like Subway's October. Is like a, that could be a thing if you get some partners in there.
How much
too.
That cost?
I think altogether they said, I know it's not over 100,000.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you just get like people have good credit, mm-hmm. have some money saved.
I would open. Right. This is like the sign that I'm. This is actually a place I went to yesterday that's better than Chipotle though. I would
a lot open of a places Chipotle. Better than Chipotle.
But it's like a Mediterranean place. It's called Noon, but it's like the same setup. It was so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But like opening something like that.
I went to this my favorite burrito place, like which I feel like just tops Chipotle. It's on Maiden Lane in New York. And it's like kinda like on the same like area, and it's in the same area of a Chipotle, mm-hmm. but it's a Mexican spot, and like they make these shrimp burritos and
how big are they?
My god. It's so good. It's so good.
I've been recording for an hour. Do you have anything else you want to say about black businesses?
I feel like we just need to do better. Just do better. Like, we just, like, we have to go and support, but then also the service
has to be up to par. Service and quality, yeah.
Yeah.
And don't be getting mad at us if you're not living up to it.
Right. Like, shoot. If white people could go on Yelp and fucking complain about a business... The napkins and not go back.
I didn't get a napkin. 2 stars.
Right.
But any other recommendations?
No, I don't.
So
I guess Stage 5 is pretty cool, but it's just like, damn. It's just like it's a lot of people up in there. I know it's a Saturday.
I might have to try them like after the first of the month. After people pay their rent.
Gotcha.
So I have, there's a show called Pose on FX.
Oh yeah, I heard of it.
I was watching it. It's okay. It's good. Also I definitely recommend Luke Cage. Mm-hmm. I feel like the second season's so much better. Like the first season I liked, but the second season's really good. And I think the thing about Luke Cage that angers like white fanboys is they can't really get it. So they might not like it as much. But like if you're black and you'll like it. So second season of Luke Cage. Yeah, I don't know what else. Go to a crawfish broil. Spend your money.
I'm trying to find some more places like that because, like, I know one place, but they only do it on a Wednesday.
Only? The place I went to yesterday, I've been meaning to try them for, like, months. But they open at 5. And I always want to try, like, I want to go at 4. Because, like, I'm like, I have to be home. Especially in the winter. And so, by, like, 5, I'm like, I don't know if I can sit around for an hour. So, right. I just go to my regular spot. And then I'm like, oh, I drank already. And 8. I don't want to go somewhere else.
But do you know any places in New Jersey that sells, like, you know, like...
I don't know. We got to find that.
Yeah.
And test them and report back.
But the one over there, in, it's in Bloomfield for the Wednesdays. It's really good.
But it's only one day. What do they do the rest of the week?
It's a bar. Okay. It's actually called The Bar.
The place I went to yesterday was called The Broil. Or The Boil. White apartment manager fired after calling police on black couple because... Oh, Jesus. It's part... Another one. Anyways, thank you all for listening.
It was a fun episode.
This was fun. Let us know if you have any ideas, as always. Send this to us. And we'll also let us know that you're listening. We'll give you a shout out. It's a nice incentive. Tell your friends and family to listen to us. You can follow us on our Facebook at Drinking with Blurreds, at blog drinkingwithblurreds.com and at Twitter, drinkingwblurreds. And thank you all again, and we look forward to having you back next time. Bye.